The first dance. 18 wasn't too young. Reed wasn't going to be able to use that excuse anymore. It was even a little shaky last year when they attended the dreaded junior prom. He and Bobby had each picked a girl from the gospel church, the one where the preacher was famous for thundering, "You'd go to hell if a hand so much as grazed a bare boob. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. He'd figured those girls for a safe bet. Desiree, Reed's girl, was actually the preacher's daughter, so he figured her for doubly safe. Bobby's girl worked out all right, or so he said a couple days later. A handholder. Sweet girl. Desiree wasn't so sweet. She said there was a second party, a better one. And by better, she meant one where alcohol was served to 17-year-olds. What about Linda? Reed had asked. Fuck Linda. Did the preacher know how Desiree's vocabulary changed at night? Because Reed, sure as shit, had known. Well, what about Bobby? He'd need a ride home up the mountain, and Reed and Bobby had worked on the beat-up old van together. It was theirs, not Reed's alone. Even though it had to be registered in somebody's name and address, and Reed was the one with the parents and an address in town, so that name was Reed's. Done any other way, the already too expensive insurance would have been impossible. Bobby Mason can take care of himself for 2 fucking hours. The party at a house with nobody's parents at home was exactly the degree of awkward Reed expected. There was a punch bowl of pink gasoline they called jungle juice, a tongue-curling blend of discount vodka, white rum, sugar syrup, and several packets of tropical punch-flavored powder that colored it the perfect shade of puce. The final credits of a slasher movie ran across the widescreen TV, soon followed by an even more gruesome one. Girls turned their faces into guys' chests, digging their heads in, hiding their eyes. The guy's arm would wrap around her to keep her safe. Of course, some partygoers had already progressed beyond the protecting her eyes stage of the game. The older couples, the ones who weren't juniors at the high school and thus not allowed to attend the prom, had been drinking and humping for hours. Discarded bits of clothing were scattered all over the floor. This isn't what I planned on. Reed clutched his red Solo cup full of syrup-thick alcohol in his fist, but seldom raised it to his lips. I've got to be able to drive back and pick up Bobby and Linda. Bobby and Linda are doing exactly the same thing somewhere else, Desiree said. They don't need a fucking babysitter. Maybe. Bobby called what Reed and Bobby did practice. And not just because they'd formed a two-piece band. They were fuck buddies, learning how their bodies worked. Two high testosterone guys needed to blow off some steam and have some fun while they figured things out. That's what Bobby said, and Reed supposed he might be right. It didn't feel right to Reed. It felt like more. But Bobby's grandparents said experimenting with your best friend was a natural stage that you grew out of. They thought he was cute. Bobby thought he was convenient. So maybe Desiree was right. Bobby and Linda might be humping right now. Ugh, what a thought. Desiree got busy trying to validate all those jokes she'd heard over the years about wild-ass preacher kids. Her hand was already kneading his package through his formal black slacks. The hell? She couldn't possibly already be drunk. One sip and she was crawling all over him. He suspected she was using the alcohol to give herself permission to do what she wanted to do anyway. Please. Some guys could have faked it. Not Reed. He knew intellectually she was pretty, a girl the other guys envied. But to him, she was pretty in the way sunsets are pretty. Beautiful, but not sexual. More of an art appreciation thing. He could appreciate that shampoo commercial hair, that flawless porcelain skin, but he had absolutely fuck-all desire to touch it. It wasn't his words so much as his unresponsive body that got to her. She yanked her hand back like she'd been burned. Oh, you're no fun. She slumped against the couch, staring at the screen as if she was really watching. It was unlikely that Desiree Lamb had ever been rejected before. Reed was her first, and he felt bad about that. He thought about putting a careful arm around her shoulder, a kindness, except it wouldn't be a kindness. It would be a mixed message. The light from the movie flashed red from all the blood, but it didn't matter much since they were only pretending to look at it. Somebody hit the dimmer switch, and now the room was dark, except for the flicker from the TV. The moans and the whispers of the couples around him let Reed know what was going on. But he could more or less sit there like a lump and pretend he didn't notice. "Drink up," he finally said. "We need to get back." "Jeez." She tossed back half a solo cup of jungle juice like it was lemonade. "Worst prom date ever,"